Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Golder and today we're Maseches Chulin Daf Lamed, the second parak Hashoichet. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav says that if one shechs a simon in two or three places, the shechita is valid. However, when Rav Yehuda related this ruling to Shmuel, he said, "Be'inin shechita meforas v'leika." We require a wide open exposed shechita, and there's not in this case. Although one cut severed most of the simon, the other cuts prevent this valid one from fully opening. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish brought a source that shechita must be mefaras. Chetz shachut ushonam mir madiber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. It speaks deceit. An arrow cuts in only one place, which opens wide. Shmuel is challenged from a Mishnah saying that if two people each hold a knife and shecht one above the other, the shechita is valid. Since the shechita is in two places, it will not be mefaras. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers that the Mishnah's case is where two people used one knife and shechted, holding the knife at an angle, so the shechita is described as one shechting above the other. The Gemara relates an incident where an ox was shechted in two or three places, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maza came and took from the choicest meat, ruling it permitted. Point number two, Rav said, Hechli desa sakin ben simen le simen psako. If one borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe and cut the inner simen, and then removed the knife and cut the outer simen from the outside, the shechita is invalid. Although Mishnah teaches that Cholada invalidates shechita, one might have thought that this is only where he shechs the simen outwards from the borrowed position, but not where he shechs inwards, which is the normal direction of shechita. Rav therefore teaches that this is also invalid since the knife was borrowed. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav also said that if you borrowed the knife tachas ha'or under the skin and shechted the siman normally inwards, it is likewise invalid. However, the Talmid of Rav Yehuda's yeshiva quoted Rav saying he didn't know if the shechita is valid in this case since he didn't borrow under the simanim. The Gemara asks, according to the second version, tachas matris, if he borrowed the knife under a cloth tied around the animal's neck, is the shechita valid? Or if he borrowed it under tzemer musubach, entangled wool, is it valid? Rav Papa asks, Hechli b'miut simanim, if he borrowed it during the final minority of the pipes, is it valid? These questions are left unresolved. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Heitis is a rosh b'bas achas. If one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the shechita is pasul. This is the disqualification of drasa, pressing. If he was shechting normally with a sawing motion and chopped off the head with a single forward or reverse stroke, if the knife is as long as the neck's width beyond the animal's neck, meaning it's two neck widths long, it's valid. However, this is only required in the case Shaholich below Havi, where he moved the knife forward but did not move it backward or the reverse. But if he moved it back and forth, a fuel koshu, even the most minimal size blade, even a razor, would produce a valid shechita. Shmuel says the source disqualifying a pressing motion is the pasuk Chetz Shachar Ushonam Mir Madiber. Their tongue is like a sharpened arrow, it speaks deceit. Like an arrow, shechita must be performed in a drawing motion. In Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva, they said, Ein v'shachet el mashach. The implication of the pasuk, and he shall slaughter, is only, and he shall draw, as in the pasuk, zav shachut, drawn out gold, as well as the pasuk quoted by Shmuel. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav says that if one shechs a simon in two or three places, the shechita is valid. However, when Rav Yehuda related this ruling to Shmuel, he said, Be'inin shechita meforas v'leika. We require a wide open exposed shechita, and there's not in this case. Although one cut severed most of the simon, the other cuts prevent this valid one from fully opening. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish brought a source that shechita must be mefaras. Chetz shachut ushonam mir madiber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. It speaks deceit. An arrow cuts in only one place, which opens wide. Shmuel is challenged from a Mishnah saying that if two people each hold a knife and shecht one above the other, the shechita is valid. Since the shechita is in two places, it will not be mefaras. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers that the Mishnah's case is where two people used one knife and shechted, holding the knife at an angle, so the shechita is described as one shechting above the other. The Gemara relates an incident where an ox was shechted in two or three places, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maza came and took from the choicest meat, ruling it permitted. Point number two, Rav said, Hechli desa sakin ben simen le simen psako. If one borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe and cut the inner simen, and then removed the knife and cut the outer simen from the outside, the shechita is invalid. Although Mishnah teaches that Cholada invalidates shechita, one might have thought that this is only where he shechs the simen outwards from the borrowed position, but not where he shechs inwards, which is the normal direction of shechita. Rav therefore teaches that this is also invalid since the knife was borrowed. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav also said that if you borrowed the knife, tachas ha'or, under the skin, and shechted the siman normally inwards, it is likewise invalid. However, the Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda's yeshiva quoted Rav saying he didn't know if the shechita is valid in this case, since he didn't borrow under the simanim. The Gemara asks, according to the second version, tachas matris, if he borrowed the knife under a cloth tied around the animal's neck, is the shechita valid? Or, if he borrowed it under tzemer musubach, entangled wool, is it valid? But Papa asks, Hechli b'miut simanim, if he borrowed it during the final minority of the pipes, is it valid? These questions are left unresolved. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Heitis is a rosh b'bas achas. If one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the shechita is pasul. This is the disqualification of drasa, pressing. If he was shechting normally with a sawing motion and chopped off the head with a single forward or reverse stroke, if the knife is as long as the neck's width beyond the animal's neck, meaning it's two neck widths long, it's valid. However, this is only required in the case Shaholich below Havi, where he moved the knife forward but did not move it backward or the reverse. But if he moved it back and forth, a fuel koshu, even the most minimal size blade, even a razor, would produce a valid shechita. Shmuel says the source disqualifying a pressing motion is the pasuk Chetz Shachru Shonam Mirma Diber. Their tongue is like a sharpened arrow, it speaks deceit. Like an arrow, shechita must be performed in a drawing motion. In Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva, they said, Ein v'shachet el mashach. The implication of the pasuk, and he shall slaughter, is only, and he shall draw, as in the pasuk, Zav Shachut, drawn out gold, as well as the pasuk quoted by Shmuel. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed, and our standard Siman is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforaz, a wide-open, exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, gave the best Drasa award to the Talmud who severed the head in one upward, pressing stroke. Once again, it's a motion. The fun Shechita Rebbe, that must be more on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforaz, a wide open exposed Shechita, which reminds us, Rav says that if one shechs a siman in two or three places, the Shechita is valid. However, when Rav Yehuda related this ruling to Shmuel, he said, Be'in Shechita Meforaz Veleka, we require a wide open exposed Shechita, and there's not in this case. Although one cut severed most of the siman, the other cuts prevent this valid one from fully opening. Rabbi Shimon Lakish brought a source that Shechita must be Meforaz. Chetz Shachut Ushonam Mirma Diber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow, it speaks deceit. An arrow cuts in only one place, which opens wide. So, the fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforaz, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, which reminds us, Rav said, Hechlit esasakin ben simen lo simen upsako. If one borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe, and cut the inner simen, and then remove the knife and cut the outer simen from the outside, the shechita is invalid. Although Mishnah teaches that a chalada invalidates shechita, one might have thought this is only where he shechs the simen outwards from the borrowed position, but not where he shechs inwards, which is the normal direction of shechita. Rav therefore teaches that this is also invalid since the knife was borrowed. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav also said that if he borrowed the knife tachas ha'or under the skin and shechted the siman normally, meaning inwards, it is likewise invalid. So the fun Shechita Rebbe had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforaz, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, gave the best Drasa award to the Talmud who severed the head in one upward pressing stroke, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Heitis es harosh b'bas hachas. If one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the Shechita is possible. This is the psul of Drasa, pressing. So once again, the fun Shechita Rebbe who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforaz, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, gave the best Drasa award to the Talmud who severed the head in one upward pressing stroke. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Chavav. So the Siman Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers of the military coup. Military coup? That must be around Daf Chavav. The soldiers of the military coup who had bought tamid with Maaser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said in Rabbi Barabua's name, Temed Shalachu Bekesav Meiser, Temed, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which one purchased with Meiser Sheni money, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, Ubasov Hichmitz, and the Temed later fermented, Kana Meiser. The Temed acquires Meiser status. Although it had not fermented at the time of purchase, Igul Milse Lumafreya de Perahu, it is retroactively revealed that it was a fruit product since it was capable of fermenting. So, the soldiers of the military coup who had bought Temed with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, were examining it when they stopped to help a lost young girl and couldn't tell if she was the age to be sold or receive a kanas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol makom she'yesh mecher ein kanas. Wherever there's a right of sale, meaning a katana, whose father can sell her as an amar ivriya, there's no fine, meaning the 50 shekel kanas, paid by one who seduces or violates her. But kol makom she'yesh kanas ein mecher, and wherever there's a fine, referring to a nara, there's no right of sale, meaning the father can no longer sell her. Rav notes that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim hold there is a kanas at the same age as the right of sale. So the soldiers in the military coup who had bought Temer with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, were examining it when they stopped to help a lost young girl and couldn't tell if she was the age to be sold or receive a kanas, and then suddenly heard a tekiah on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos signaling them to stop permit a malacha and that there would be no Havdalah, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Kol makom she'yesh tekiah ein havdalah. Wherever there's a horn blast, there's no havdalah, and wherever there's havdalah, there's no tekiah. It explains that when Yantav falls on Erev Shabbos, we sound a horn to announce the approach of Shabbos, warning people to stop performing malacha, which are only permitted on Yantav, but do not recite havdalah, since Shabbos has greater restrictions. When Yantav falls on Motzi Shabbos, we recite havdalah, but do not sound the horn, since the departing day of Shabbos has greater restrictions than the entering day of Yantav. Dav Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. When the custom kazoo maker, kazoo, that must be more a Dav Chav Zayin. When the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the tusi money for a behema and one for a bird, which reminds us, the second parak begins, Ashoichet echor ba'ov ushnaim ba'behema shchitasu kashera. If one shechs one pipe of a bird or both pipes of an animal, his shchita is valid. V'ruba shel echor kamo. And cutting most of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Reviewed requires cutting the veridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, and the girl will explain this to refer to shchita birds. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the tusi money for a behema and one for a bird, and that shchita from the neck is halachu l'moshe misinai, which reminds us, Rav Kahana asks, menayinu shchita shehi min hatzavar, from where do we derive that shchita means cutting from an animal's throat? And ultimately the Gemara concludes that it's halachu l'moshe misinai. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the tusi money for a behema and one for a bird, and that shchita from the neck is halachu l'moshe misinai, they took a break for a meal of fish that doesn't need shchita at all, which reminds us, fish do not require shchita. A travel galilean once darshaned, an animal which was created from the dry land requires shchita. Bosi money, fish which were created from the water do not require any shchita. Dav Chav Ches. So the Simon Dav Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more on Dav Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the pasuk v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pincha said, "Ein shechita of min haTorah." There is no law from the Torah requiring shechita of birds, but cutting the simanim, rather tearing or stabbing them suffices. However, shechita is required by the Rabban. Rebbe darshans, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, and you shall slaughter as I have commanded you. This teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu was orally commanded regarding shechting the trachea and esophagus, and about cutting most of one pipe of a bird, and about cutting most of two pipes of an animal. So the strong man who used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the pasuk v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, watched a shulcha teach that you can cut either simen, not specifically the veshet, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that shechita of one simen is sufficient for a bird. Rav Nachman says, o veshet o kana, either the esophagus or the trachea qualifies. Rav Adar Bar Abba says, veshet v'lo kana, he must specifically shecht the esophagus and not the trachea. And the Mishnah's term, echad, means miyuchad, the special pipe. The veshet is the more critical simen, since even a tiny hole in the veshet renders the animal a trefa, whereas only a mostly cut kana does. So the strong man, he used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought Shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the Pasuk, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. Watch the Shochet teach that you can cut either siman, not specifically the Veshet, and then choose a son for the live demonstration who is strong enough to cut more than half a siman, since Mechsa Mechsa ain't a Karov, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas whether Mechsa Mechsa Karov, shechting a siman until it's half cut and half uncut, is like having shechted most of the siman, and if it's a valid Shechita or not. On the next daf, Abai concludes that all Amoraim agree that Mechsa Mechsa ain't a Karov, and the Malchokas concerns a completely different subject. Daf Chav Tes. So the siman Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. When some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, that must more on Daf Chav Tes. When some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them it's enough to shecht Robot Simanim even by Kachim, where the dumb needs to be extracted, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph stated twice that shechting most of one siman of a bird or most of two simanim in an animal is a valid shechita. Rav Hoshai explains that one clause refers to animals which are chulin and the other refers to Kachim. Both are necessary, for had the Mishnah only taught the laws of chulin, one might think that most of a siman only suffices for chulin because he has no need for the animal's blood. But regarding kachim, where he needs the blood for his rika on the mizbeach, perhaps shechting most of the siman is insufficient. So, when some kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them it's enough to shecht roba the simanim even by kachim, where the dam needs to be extracted, and even though they shecht it one siman outside, they're not chai for shechitei chutz, because ein lo shechita ela basov, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted Levi the Elder saying, ein lo shechita ela basov, shechita is only considered shechita at the end of the procedure. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeshna lo shechita metchilo atzov, shechita is considered shechita from beginning to end. So, when some Kohanim came to the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them that's enough to shecht roba the simanim, even by kachim or the dam, needs to be extracted, and even though they shecht it one siman outside, they're not chai for shechita chutz, because ein lo shechita elo basov, was relieved to hear that the paraduma was disqualified during shechita and not zrika, so the Kohen who touched his carbon didn't make it tame, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which people involved in a disqualified paraduma become tame. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn if one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck? The shechita is possible because of the psul of drasa. That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that shechting rov of a simon applies equally to chulin and kachim? That's on daf. Cheftes. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn that paraduma is killed with shechita and egla rufa is killed with decapitation? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn that if one did a chalata takas or under the skin, the shechita is invalid? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number five. Which stuff do marokas if yeshna lo shechita metchila va'ad sof? That's on daf. Cheftes. Good. Number six. Which daf do you discuss whether Shechita Za'ov is Mina Torah or not? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you know that Shechita means cutting from an animal's throat is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss which people involved in a disqualified paraduma become Tameh? That's on daf. Chav Tes. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we discuss whether the one simon requirement of birds can be either simon or specifically must be the veshet? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn about shechita meforas, the requirement to have a wide open exposed shechita? That's on daf. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.